Valley News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The first shipment of humanitarian aid bound for U.S.-built pier in Gaza left a port city in Cyprus on Thursday on the U.S. container ship Sagamore. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb with more.
Officials say the U.S.-built pier will bring in dozens of truckloads of aid per day at a time when defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon says airdrops from the U.S. and others, along with truck traffic at border crossings, has been drastically inadequate.
This pier is desperately needed and actually overdue, and the numbers I've seen imply that it could actually help deliver a substantial fraction of what's needed.
Officials say security measures are in place to protect U.S. troops on the pier and civilians distributing aid on the beach. Officials say aid distribution via sea could begin as soon as next week. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
World Health Organization officials Thursday expressed their deep concern about Israel's military activities around the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where they say 1.4 million people remain at risk. VOA's Jeff Costa reporting.
At a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization did not receive a shipment of fuel it had expected to receive Thursday. This despite the fact Israel said it had reopened one of the two main aid corridors into Gaza it had closed earlier in the week. WHO Health Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan, meanwhile, questioned the closing of two aid corridors for what Israel had described as a limited military incursion. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for two missile attacks in the Gulf of Aden on two Panama-flagged container ships that caused no damage. Meanwhile, an advisor to Iran's supreme leader threatened that Tehran could build a nuclear weapon if it chose to pursue atomic armaments. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis visits Turkey Monday for talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The leaders hope to ease tensions. They have brought the two NATO members close to armed confrontation several times in recent years. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Mitsotakis' visit to Turkey follows Erdogan's December visit to Athens. Both leaders want to build on that positive momentum on several fronts. But unless the two nations address their territorial disputes in the Aegean, their reconciliation efforts will be fragile. Both Erdogan and Mitsotakis renewed their mandates with electoral victories last year, and observers say both are in good positions to pursue rapprochement.
Both leaders are very strong domestically, and this makes them less eager to listen to the sort of nationalist voices that exist in both countries.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Biden administration plans to partially end the 27-year-old court supervision of how the federal government cares for child migrants shortly after producing its own list of safeguards against mistreatment. Opposing attorney Alicia Welch says the Justice Department has said it will ask a federal judge to terminate what is known as the Flores Agreement at the U.S. Health and Human Department or Services Department. That move could strain President Joe Biden's already rocky relationship with immigration advocates as he confronts the unprecedented surge in border crossings, with arrests topping 2 million in each of the last two budget years. Stormy Daniels delivers shocking testimony about former President Donald Trump, but the trial hinges on business records. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports lawyers for Donald Trump failed in their effort to get a mistrial declared.
Trump's lawyers asked Judge Juan Merchan to end the trial. They said that Stormy Daniels' testimony on Tuesday and Thursday had been unfairly prejudicial to the former president. Daniels testified about what the defense contended was a power dynamic and the visceral reaction she had in the encounter she says happened at a hotel room in 2006 in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Authorities in southern Brazil are rushing to rescue survivors of massive flooding that killed at least 100 people, but some residents are refusing to leave belongings behind, while others are returning to evacuated homes despite the risk of new storms. Authorities say the heavy rains and flooding in southern state of Rio Grande do Sul